both there when he was to speak to the Shiva, to the Beitoya, to the Bokhun, to the Rechim. He used to call them by a name that's brought down in this week's parsha. The name of Chavivas, of Shivas, says Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Chag HaEdah, as he took his oil and he went Michus LaMachaneh. And Kol Mevakshei Hashem went to Moshe Rabbeinu. As Rashi brings Chazal, we see from here someone who leaves his home and he goes somewhere to learn from a Chacham, he's called a Mevakesh Hashem. A Zogar Bov Bed, Yeshiva Bochum, Avrechim, that they leave, they go far away from other countries, the Bochum over here, the Goygol Amachum Taira, or in America, you leave your home to go to Yeshiva. They're called Mevakshei Hashem. It's a different level, it's a different mile. And the Bogdad added a Gemara, which is the day of this man we're in now, this man of Milchama. He says, the Gemara in Baba Basra, Dav Chesam and Aleph, says that the Gemara is saying, Talmidei Chachamim leitzrichim lekargo. They don't have to pay for the police, they don't have to pay for the army, because they don't need it. Why not? As the Gemara says, because Kol Alomid Torah Yishamu from Hashem. And one of the Makairos that the Gemara brings is it says, Av Choyviv Amim, even at the time of Golus, Kol Kedoshiv Biyadecha. Afilu B'Shoshat Mechaviv Amim, but there are people that get special Siyatah Bishmayu. Who are these Kol Kedoshim? Heim Tuku L'Raglecha. Elu Tamidei Chachamim Shemechatchim Ragleya Mi'ir Li'ir L'Medina L'Medina L'Lumet Teira Yisa Medabresecha Lisa V'Litin B'Divreisev Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As is the Yeshiva. It's Bnei Yeshiva that are learning Teira. They go from far, from Chutzlaritz. They leave their homes. And even if they're Hatzisoldikers or Americans that are going to Yeshivas in America, but they're leaving their homes. The Koyveya next to a Makam Taira, Lisa Valitin, Das is showing an under of Madreka. The Siyata Dishmaya, this Chus. It's very important to be Machazik together to understand what every one of you are. You have Kavaldi Gekirchus, you're striking, you're growing. And then Rebbe Rebbeh would be placed with the Musa Shmuz. As the question is, like, what's the beginning? Like, you're so chashuv, and then the Musar Shmuz. Because he wanted the Olam to know, when he's giving Musar, he's not coming to knock. He's not coming to put down. Fakert, you're in such a big madrega. Let's lift it up, let's bring it to the next level. Oh, that was his kivun when he gave Musar. It's a big limud for all of us. As today we're starting off, when it's man, where we need Shmira, every one of you that's here, it's a Nifla Diga Shmira. The Netziv adds another Knech, which is Negev Bizman Azeh. The Pasuk continues, Vana Yeshua loy mash mitaycha oil. Yeshua wasn't mash mitaycha oil. Now you have to realize, Yeshua was the vice president. He was under Moshe Rabbeinu. And he was just a Cheta Ego. There's a lot going on in Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu's Michutz L'Machaneh. There's a whole tumult going on. They just got Ksarim, and they lost their Ksarim. They got the Torah. There's a lot to shmooze. There's a lot to hack about. Zogin Etziv. That's the Hadgash of the Pasuk. As much tumbling as there is going on, but our avoda is to learn from Yeshua. Manar lo yomish mitoch ha'oyel. He didn't leave the oil. He's sitting and learning. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky asked that Gvaldika Aisafa. These are a notion that the Netziv was someone who sat and learned. Reb Chaim Kanievsky is someone who sat and learned. Reb Chaim Kanievsky said that, you know, he should have gone to Hafganah, and made Hafganah for Kavod Shamayim. Moshe Rabbeinu has to sit in Chutz L'Machaneh. He didn't did a terrible chet. He should have gone to Hafganah and screamed, Give out, Machon, Kavod HaTorah! And what is Yeshua doing? They made a second Moshe Rabbeinu. They're making other people into Gdolim and Klal Yisrael. The ego was the second Moshe Rabbeinu. Godish, Yeshua is sitting and learning. That's the best answer for everything. Yeah. Maybe in Yavin he was a little bit more in our time, so we understand why Reb Chaim said the word a little different than the Mitzvah. But it's the same kivud. That's the avoid in life. We're always supposed to be sitting and learning. And every matzah, whatever's going on, is lububim, there's trudim. But we're always mevakshei Hashem. And that's the shmira. That's what watches over Klal Yisrael. And we see nisim v'niflois, what these goyim planned for years and years. And not only did they plan, what they invested, thousands of dollars, pays thousands of soldiers, trained thousands of soldiers. And we see Baruch Hashem, we're sitting, we're learning nifladei. We see what's going on. It's unbelievable. You could sit and not even feel the nest bubble that's going on. But it's such a nest. What's going on? We see Ata Deshmaya HaNifla. As we see B'chush, the chush of Torah, what it's payo, what it's megin, what it does for Klal Yisrael. The Gemara over here in Bava Basra and Daf Ches Amud Aleph continues when Klal Yisrael will be Gam Ki Yisnu V'Goyim Ata Ikavsen. Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Ches. The Chofetz Chaim says, this is the Gemara, that the Zchus of Liman HaTorah is not only going to protect us when we're by the Goyim, it's going to take us out of the Goyim. And it'll help us be Zecha to Geula B'Karev. To keep up the learning, keep up the Starkeit, every person that learns now, it's Nifladik what it's piled in Shamayim. As hard as it is, the Matzav is not the greatest. People are starting to run away, starting to run back to Chutz La'aretz to make sure they get back to being Nisman. Keep up the learning. Hold stark. Whatever you are, wherever you are, is very important. Okay. That's one Nakuda. Another Nakuda, we have another Balatum. And like it says, Chassam Sefer says, when you find Ramazim in the Parsha for the Matziv, as it shows, there's a special Siyata Deshmaya. It says Gimel Pamim Truma in the beginning of the parsha. Azag the Balaturin is coming to teach us what protects us from the Gimel Piranias that there are in the world. One of them is Milchama. Mamish of Balaturin in the beginning of the parsha, when you give staka, it's a hargona. It's a hargona from Milchama. It's a hargona from diseases, from machlas. Yeah. It's Hagana from not having Parnasa. Those are the three Trumas that it says in this week's Parsha. That's what Tzedakah protects us. And this is a limud for life for all of us. A chelik of being a Yid is helping there for others, is being there for others. Whether in that time it was building the Mishkan and the Dairi Dairis were helping people, were there for people. It's a big Inyan to give Tzedakah. Zog the Goyim, if you look at Mechzes HaShekel, the word Mechzes HaShekel, as the outside two letters are Mech. The second letters from the outside is Chai. The middle letter is Tzadik. L'lamedcha, that if someone gives staka, he's Mekarev Chai, and he's Marchit Mech. As that's the school of Staka, Tatzel, Mimavis, it's Nilmaz in the Lashon of Mechzis. Staka makes Chai come close, makes Pop go away. Staka, Tatzel, Mimavis. Yeah, you have to be a goyim to come up with such a pshat in the word Mechzis. But that's the Siyata Deshmaya Vamel and the Torah, and there's so much remorse and so much godless in Torah. But that's what Mechzis is coming to teach us. Grada, a tzaddik also, is Makarev Chiyus, and is Marchit Misa too. Not only Staka, but it's Nirmaz in Staka Vidavka. It says, Ki Sisa es Roish B'nei Yisrael. Sisa Miloshan Haromis Roish, the Medrash says. Because it's Roimamus, when a person looks to help someone else and cares about someone else. When a person's just into himself, he's locked up in his body, he's locked up in his goof, he's locked up in his selfishness. Sometimes he doesn't even know there is another person. And a story that blew me away. Pasha trying to recover. I spoke to a bachur who was about to get engaged. 3 days before he was about to get engaged, someone calls up his parents and says, "I know the other side. They have a lot of issues. The shidduch didn't happen. Bez Hashem, it should happen. Hashem wants it to happen. They're working on making it happen. How could you do such a thing?" It's like lo yuman. But if you ask them, l'shem shamayim, they're machavin fatzala. But you have to know this gdarim, what you're allowed to say, what you're not allowed to say. Afterwards, it was misbar. They're a little bit interesting. So what? So what? You ruin a shidduch for that? Lo yuman. The cruelty, how people could not think, b'tsar, the chotah, b'tsar of the kala. Yeah. It's poshut, people don't see. They don't see past their noses and past their mouths. They poshut don't think. Shiva Bacham are going back. There's going to be people who ask that information for Shidduchim. Think of other people before you talk. You're going back. Your mother's going to need help for Pesach. I'm busy. I have to buy clothing. So what? Your mother's a slave. She's a Shifcha Knanis. Yeah. She has to work with no one to help. Yeah. She needs help. Yeah. That's what we learn Torah. To be Makadish. To be Meraimim. Yeah. One mother asked the child, "Could you take out the garbage?" The child said, "Do I look like the garbage man?" Come on. Yeah, you look like you're a tzaddik and you're going to do mitzvahs. You're not a garbage man. You're doing a mitzvah. You're doing a chesed. When people look at themselves, and most important is when a mother asks a child, "Could you do it?" What about Moshe? He doesn't do anything. Why me? Why are you always asking me? I'm the good one. You're always asking me. Why not Moshe? He doesn't do anything. Yeah. Just hop a mitzvah. Hop an opportunity to help someone else. Stop thinking about yourself. As the mitzvah staka is not just staka, the Gemara in Sukkot says chesed is nichlal in staka, because the idea is to open up, and that staka to roimim, it's a roimamus when you live life and you think about others. It's matzah from misa, it's matzah from melchama, it's matzah from all the goyim roim from machlis. Chesed. And that's the tefila of the parsha of Shkolin, and that's mechsis. We need each other. We're a half. We need togetherness in Klal Yisrael. It was one of the themes of the Megillah of Mishloach Manos. Matanis Lev Yainim. Let's take it to heart and keep it alive after Pesach. Let's fix finally the sin of chinam, not caring for others. That'll bring also to Gevaldik Yisrus. When there's achdus in Klal Yisrael, no guy could touch us. That's what Chazal says in the time of David. There were people that died in Melchama because they were mousing on each other. They did bad to each other. In the times of Achav, they were Oydei Avodah Zarah. David, they were Tamidi Chachamim Muflagim. By Achav, they were Oydei Avodah Zarah. Not one person died in Melchama because they were bishkalim with each other. They didn't say bad about each other. As that's the grest of Hashem. As we're learning about Inyanei Hagana, we're pashut building a kippat parzel, an iron dome together. Stira, staka, and chesed, being good to others. That's what helps us in these matzavim that we're in. Let's be machazik together. There should be shmira on kol klal Yisrael. Bez Hashem, we should be zeicha l'gulais v'yeshuais. There's one more remez to the parsha in this week's, to the matzah in this week's parsha. This is a mechuzik one. Ilam Katayin on it. I'm not quoting anyone, but I really feel it. It says that when Moshe was bishish l'redes, he came down late from the har, as it caused the chet ha'egel. Yeah. We've been waiting for Mashiach for so long. What happens is, if someone wants to say, like, something's going to happen in a long time, they say when Mashiach comes. Like, you know, when is the bus coming? When Mashiach comes. Yeah. When is the mirror going to change? When Mashiach comes. But you want to say, like, something is, it became sort of like the expression, when is? When Mashiach comes. Yeah. That's the expression. That's how mufka we are. Because when things take a long time, people have a tendency to give up. As what happens is we've heard so many times, you know, by Corona, by this, that Mashiach's coming, we sort of like became immune to it. You can come b'kol rega. There are big things going on in the world. There are big simanim and big skimah. No one knows when Mashiach's going to come. Why do people speak about it? Because we hope it's going to come. That's our job. We say, Ani mamin be'emunah shleima, avopisha yismameya, kol ze'achakaloi. It's not just a song. It's ikrei emunah. It's mamish me ikrei emunah. We really believe he could come. Mainach gemina. Gemina, get ready. Do tshuva. Be machazik. You want to be in a zman of aliyah. You want to be in a zman of going up, of being makabel. When these matzavim happen, it's not the time to figure out how am I getting back to America of Abein Azmanin. What's going on in the war? How are they going to do it? How are they going to pull it off? It's Azman to be reflect and build your penis different world. As Moshe Rabbeinu, we've been waiting for him Moshe by the ego and Mashiach Sitena, we've been waiting for a long time. So it is an aside. It was a part of the Nesayin of Ego. But let's do a little bit of a tshuva, and let's be a little bit Nesayin, which is good in life. Am I being Makai, my Tafkid? What could I do better? Together, let's try to strike. It's a good idea all the time. It's a Gvaldika vote. It says, Yeshua ben Nun was a Nar. Frek Deramban, he was an old man of 54. You don't feel like a nar when you're over the 50s. Trust me. It's not something, you don't feel like you're a teenager. Yes. You know, you go down and you see all the bachim dancing on Purim. You look, you daven, Hashem should help me be able to jump and run like that. Oh, Hashem. Teenagers have, full of energy. Yeshua ben Nun is called a nar. Das Frechter Man. As there's a sefer, as Nibru, one of the poskim in Eretz Yisrael, put out, and he said, as he says, a gevalda gevart, he says, it's coming to tell you the yisoid of Hatzlacha of Yeshua ben Nun. He kept his youth, he kept his nairus, even when he was in his 50s, although he was still learning with a fish guy, with his lavas. He's getting excited over a svar, he's getting excited over a mitzvah, with a frishkeit, like a young child, like a young boy. That's the yisoid. So important when you see a choshev rabbanim and Ravasha when he gives the shir. It's like he just learned it for the first time. Because when I learned with Ravasha, Ravasha said that they used to say about Rabbi Kiva Eger that he was unbelievable. He was the baki b'tayra shaloi haya kamayu lahavi dayras. I'm a yuchadik baki in dayra. Imamish, he knew everything. The story of someone wrote a tshuva to one of the gdolim, and it took him like 3 days to answer it. And they sent it to Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he answered on the spot, and he wrote a longer tshuva. He said the gadol, like almost chalash, when he saw what Rabbi Kiva Eger did. It was like a whole different level. Of when he gave shir, he did it with an excitement, with a with lava. It's so sad to see you have young boys full of energy. They come to Seder and they fall asleep. They're like yawning. They're half sleeping on the Gemara. They're itching to get out. They're like, Hislavus, alive. This is Mavakshe Hashem. This is what we're here for. Very important. Okay. As that was a little bit chizik from the Matziv. Ways to build protection, but it's really Kalim from life. To fear ice, and we have to do it very quickly because it's late. Limudim from the ego. That's Pashit. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Ad Hagyoim, every Einish that we get is for the ego. Gemara in Sanhedrin. Rashi brings down Beyon Pakti Pakarati. Zakrib Simchas Viso, that what's the Pshat? We don't get Nenesh for a Chet unless we continue it. As if we're still getting Nenesh for the ego, it means that a little bit of ego is still around. As the Shaila is, what is the angle of angle that's still around Bizman Hazeh that we need to fix? As there are different angles, we're going to say 3 points in it. 1 point is a very famous point, so we're not going to be Marif. The Ramban and the Beis Halevi are Marif. The Yidu were Mechavim L'Shem Shammai when they built the Egel. They said, we don't have a Moshe Rabbeinu. We need another Emsoi between us and Hashem. As it was a Kavana L'Shem Shammai. We speak about how careful you have to be from the Kavanas L'Shem Shammayans that are not good. Whether it's Limud, what I should be learning, how I should be learning, where I should be going, whether it's other areas of, it's a mitzvah to speak Lashon Hara about this person, in many different angles in life. But that, I want to leave off. The Olam heard the point. You can think about it on your own. I want to focus in on two more points that are very, very Nogeya. This man has that. Also, but we want to focus in a little drop more. Number one, the Chofetz Chaim says, Vayhi ki boishish Moshe l'redes. Savlonis. There's so many people, I looked, I learned, I worked very hard when I was a bachar. Now, you hear a 22-year-old, Nemach, I'm an old man. I tried so hard as a bachar, I'm burnt out. I worked, and it's still hard for me. Oy, what do you want? I have ups and downs. I'm in a down. It's hard for me now. Oy vey, I've been working for so long. Oy, people don't have savlonis. You gotta work and work and work and work and keep on working. Don't give up. I worked on my shmiras halashon, and I still speak lashon hara. Of course. It's a lifetime avoida. I worked on Bittul Torah. I'm still not a masmid like Reb Chaim Kinias. Of course, it's a lifetime avoida. Avoida Hashem is not a one-day deal. It's not instant tea. It's not instant coffee. It's something you got to keep on working on. You need a lot of savlanis. I even did Vayimayin, and I didn't make $1 million the next day. Yeah, all these questions that come up, I gave to Vada Rabbanan, and my grandmother's still sick. I don't get it. I did all the schoolers in the book. I went to the Kaisel 40 days, and still, I don't get it. People don't have savlanis. I don't understand. I learned so well, and there aren't 100 shidduchim knocking down my doors. And the ones that are knocking down my door, forget about it. They're all the losers. They're the ones that don't want. There's no loser in Klal Yisrael. Chas v'shalom. But that's the way Bachram talk. I can't believe I worked so hard, and this is what's going on. This is what's happening to me. The answer is Hashem is testing us. Hashem wants to see how much you must keep up. You need savlanis. Hatzlacha is not an instant thing. It takes time, and a lot of time, a lot of patience. As this is a very big yisoy. The Chofetz Chaim ala Torah speaks it out. Very chashuv yisoy. You need a lot of savlanis with avodas Hashem. You don't always see beautiful things right away. A lot of hardships. With someone who never went through an issue with someone in his mishpacha, like very, very hard matzav, and someone gave a bracha that in a year it's going to go away. And after a year, you know, nowadays when people ask the brachas, they don't ask the brachas. Hatova! Give me Hatova! I don't chop people like Kilo. I'm the Bailam on Hashem. I can make Hatova. Muzar. Weird. Not understandable. Like, a Gadol gave him a bracha. In a year, the issue is going to be gone. It ended the year, and he still had the issue. ice mensch, you a shover, depression, he needs pills. Like, life, it doesn't go with a snap. It doesn't go off. You need to keep on going, keep on working. We live in a day where people are so used to things going easy and not working, it's very hard for them to have sablonis. So number one, you need sablonis. So yeah, play this Hashem. Keep on working, keep on going. V'soif ha-kavid yavai, v'soif ha-tavla yavai. When? I don't know. But I really hope soon. Ha-machake b'chol yoyim she'yagia. But I don't know. And no avtachas and no v'chul. I don't know. No one knows. It's number one, savlonis. It's one nekuda. Number two, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says a different part. The Yetzirah came, and he showed them a meat of Moshe Pireach Ba'aver. As everyone went, whoa! The person who's helping us, the person who's there for us, he's gone. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Goyal of Klal Yisrael, the Tzaddik of Klal Yisrael, he's gone. You know what? Bahala, panic, feelings of distress, of loss, of not hope, it brings to a person. He said, and that's what brought them to do the ego. When a person loses life, I lose my kivun in life, I lose my sight, I lose my hope, I don't know where I'm heading, I don't know where I'm going, I'm lost. Bahala, I panic. As then a person is all of l'kol ha-chatoyim. The Chaim Shmulevitz speaks about how careful we have to be to keep our menuchas ha-nefesh in every matziv. Menuchas ha-nefesh, loy v'bal, there's the Rabbi Nishalim. We have bitachon Hashem. He runs the world. And whatever is going to be, he always is there for us. He's always watching over us. Keep our menuchas ha-nefesh. Even if things in life look shaky, look like, how am I going to get out of it? In Shushan HaBira, the Masiv looked very bad too. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did v'na ha-pechu. In everyone's life, it's never kedai to be l'ibayo. Keep on holding strong, keep on trying, keep your menuchas ha-nefesh, and Hashem will help you. Even if you're not functioning the way you want, keep your menuchas ha-nefesh. So many boys, when they don't do the way they want, they get so crushed and so upset at themselves and so sad, they don't function properly. We're all not perfect. We all have ups, we all have downs. Keep holding strong. Hashem's going to help you. Try to do what you can, the best in your master, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's happy with you. As those two big nekudas that were a key element in the Chet HaEgel, of the cause of the Chet HaEgel. The Chet HaEgel was a Chet of whatever, that we're not doing now. But the causes of the HaEgel, that we still have shaychus to, and that we have to be careful from. As we're speaking to the Ravakshe Hashem, the Olam that Amamish came, trying to shtay, trying to grow. Anyone who on Friday at 11:40 is listening to a shmooze, is in a base medrash. Vakshe Hashem, the Darya Gvoya V'yaisa. Nifudim. Me'ez Hashem, we should all have Siyata Deshmaya. Hashem should help all of you find the way to godless, the way to grow, the way to strive, the way to be Zecheli Yatoiva, the way to protect yourself. The way for protect Kol Klal Yisrael and Be'ez Hashem. We've been waiting for a long time. And Yahweh, we should have Ku'ulais v'Yeshuais to Kol Klal Yisrael, V'nisen v'Golu, V'nisen v'Sidim v'Yigayel. It's Manem, very special, it's Manem in Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says, Mashiach comes Be'ez HaChadas. As when I learned the Gemara, I was very worried. That if Mashiach is going to come Be'ez HaChadas, but there's so many things that everyone says it's Mesugal for Mashiach, so how is Mashiach ever going to come? Until I saw the door now and I got my turn. There could be wars going on. There could be loads of stuff going on. And the Olam's Behesher HaDas. Bust it. They don't chop what's going on. As a Kadosh Baruch Hu took care, we even passed that Gemara. Okay, Shem Yaza, we should have kudos to Yeshua.